Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast, the place where faith meets real life, and every new day is a fresh opportunity to rise and shine. Wherever you're listening from, at home, on the road, at work, or just waking up, I'm glad you're here. Today's topic is fearless, because God is with you. And our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There's a powerful true story often shared about Helen Keller. Helen Keller lost her sight and hearing at a very young age. By every human standard, fear should have defined her life: fear of limitation, fear of dependency, fear of the future. Yet she once said something remarkable. "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." Helen Keller went on to become an author, speaker, and global voice of hope. Not because she had no challenges, but because she refused to let fear decide her destiny. Beloved, here's the truth. Fear does not disappear because problems disappear. Fear loses power when God's presence becomes real to you. So let me ask you, what fear has been speaking loudly in your heart lately? What step have you delayed because fear whispered, "What if it doesn't work?" Fear is a natural emotion, but it was never meant to be your master. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 that, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Notice this: fear is not a gift from God. So if it didn't come from Him, it shouldn't get to control you. When God told Joshua to lead Israel into the promised land, Joshua didn't pretend there were no battles ahead. Instead, he said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God's promise was not no giants. God's promise is His presence. And hear this clearly today: the presence of God outweighs the pressure of fear. Let me ask you again, and be honest with yourself. Are you afraid of starting? Afraid of failing? Afraid of trusting again? Or afraid of stepping out in faith? Listen, courage is not shouting, "I'm not scared." Courage is saying, "God is with me, so I will move anyway." And here's your encouragement. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" If God lights your path, darkness cannot stop you. Let me speak prophetically into your life this morning. I declare that fear will not paralyze your destiny in Jesus' name. As from today, the presence of God will silence every voice of intimidation in your life. What you were afraid of will not overpower you. Instead, you will overcome it in Jesus' name. I declare that this season, you will move boldly, speak confidently, and act in faith. In the name of Jesus, fear is losing its grip over your heart. Right now, you are freed by the mighty hand of God. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, where have I been shrinking instead of standing strong? What would I attempt if I truly believed God is with me? Action for the day. Do one thing today that fear has been stopping you from doing, and do it prayerfully, trusting God's presence. Send that email. Make that call. Apply for that opportunity. Take that step of obedience. Because God does not walk behind you, He walks with you. Let's make our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this with me. Say it out loud if you can. "Today, I am fearless because God is with me. I walk in courage, strength, and confidence. Fear has no power over my mind or my future. I move forward boldly, and I win today, in Jesus' name." Yes, Let that settle in your spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for your living presence in our lives. Today, I commit every listener into your hands. Strengthen their hearts, quiet their fears, and guide their steps. Let your peace guard their minds, and let your power rest upon them. As they go out today, may courage rise, doors open, and victories manifest in their lives. We declare this day blessed and productive for everyone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or spoke directly to your heart, please share this podcast with someone who needs courage today. Remember, you are not alone. You are not weak. You are fearless because God is with you. Until next time, keep winning. Every single day.
Through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.